Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Thanks to William Rudolph,
and Elise Coachman. Black women, athletes slash postmen. Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner. What's terrific in track and field, the best black women that ever did it.
BlackAthlete.com. BlackAthlete.com.
Welcome to GLC as we begin the end of Black History Month. We all better pay attention. This is the end of Black History Month. Black History Month is every single day. Every day, yeah, 365 days of the year, 52 weeks of the year, not just 1 month, not just February, not just 1 month of the year. And I'm bringing this up because we're at a critical stage. We're at an election year. And every African-American that's eligible to vote should vote because the Republican Party is trying desperately to disenfranchise the African-American vote. That's Black History, folks. This is our living new year. Disenfranchising the black vote is historical. It goes all the way back to the end of the Civil War. Now, 5 years after the Civil War, there are more African Americans elected to offices in the United States than it is now. Go look it up. Go look it up. Repeat it again. There are more African Americans elected to office 3 years after the Civil War than it is now. Why? Because we had the ability to vote. Y'all ain't paying attention. Okay, we're gonna move on. By the way, if you cannot get in with this possibility, what would you do? Come on the chat line. Give me your number, and I will call you switchboard. Repeat that again. If you cannot get in, which is very likely, go in my chat room. and give me a number, I'll call you right back. Because we're here. They're trying to get more money out of people. Why not have people call it? I think it's a bad idea, but I'm not executive. But I got these for this one. I mean, Blog Talk Radio. That one. Blog Talk Radio is trying to get more money out of y'all. I got emailed today saying, can we charge? People were calling in. No, you can't charge people. I'm already paying you. So, like I said before, if you can't get in, just go to my chat room and give me a number and I'll call you right back via the visible here. Alright, Friday Night Lights. These girls are in the 2 year addition for the winning contract to become the highest paid NBA coach in history. And he should be, because he's gone to the championship 6 times. He's won it 4 times in 9 years. That is Red Auerbach territory. Friday night, it's 12 Lady Night, as always, with 2 weeks left. NCAA women, we're going to do the leaders of the major conferences. Duke and UNC lead the ACC. UConn men leads the Big East, and UConn ladies win lead the Big East in the ladies department. Purdue leads the Big Ten, and the Big Ten might get 70s in the Big Ten. Cornell, Yale, and Princeton battle for the Ivy League championship. Indiana State and Drake are at the top of the Missouri Valley. Washington State upset Arizona last night. Washington State and Arizona lead the Pac-12. Alabama and Tennessee lead the SEC. St. Mary's, Gonzaga, and San Francisco battle for the West Coast Athletic Conference. On the women's side, it's Virginia Tech and Syracuse lead the ACC. Oklahoma leads the Big 12. Ohio State leads the Big 10. Drake, Lady Bulldogs, lead the Missouri Valley by itself. Gonzaga leads the Sierra for the WCC, the West Coast Conference. Stanford lost last night and still lead. Oregon State with USC behind the Pac-12. Last night in the Pac-12, the Lady Wildcats upset Stanford, and Arizona had a up and down night as the ladies win, the men lose. As the Wildcats had a strong fourth quarter to beat Stanford. Oregon State on second place with a 65-62 victory. Juju Watkins scored 38 points again. as USC beat the Golden Buffalo to Colorado, 79-69, and the Lady Golden Bears get by the Sun Devils, for Arizona State, 67-55, holding on to the last playoff spot. It will go to UC Berkeley, HBCU, Southern and Grambling, take the lead in the swing. But Norbert Pittsburgh, men and Norbert Pittsburgh, ladies, take the MEAC lead. Women, Jackson State and Grambling lead the swing. And we come down to last week of NCAA play. The Warriors come NBA, the Warriors come home. And they defeat the Charlotte Hornets. Had a big lead again in the fourth quarter. They didn't get in the fourth quarter straight. They have balance scoring with seven guys double digits. Curry only scored 60 points. Dubs 20 turnovers again. They play Denver on Sunday. Milwaukee Bucks go to victory over the T-Wolves with Giannis and Leonard 112-107. Denver reminds Portland who were the champion of the NBA and they put a beatdown on the Trailblazers. They had a 40-point lead in the third quarter. Jokic and Porter Jr. get the Nuggets 127-112 victory. Play Warriors on Sunday night. NHL, Minnesota Wild, explode with 3 goals in the third period, and they beat the Edmonton Oilers wide on a Zuccarello goal in overtime. Wild 4, Oilers 2. PGA on moving day. At Mexico Open, 4 guys to drive for the lead. Matt Wallace, Sammy Malagin, Alvaro Ortiz, and Jake Knapp, all at minus 11. LPGA in Thailand, Open, 2-3, Dry Golfers, on the lead, Eddie, Zabat, Duncan, lead, Emily Peterson, and Aria Jernigan, by 4 strokes. NASCAR, tomorrow, the AmBetterHelp 400, and Hampton, Georgia, Sunday at 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Formula 1, this as we get in the deadly of cars. And the car, first day of deadly for Seven, Norris, and Slade. The first test, second day is Sainz, Perez, and Hamilton. Third day is Leclerc, Russell, and Zhou Guan from China. Next week will be the first Grand Prix at Bahrain for 2024, the first Grand Prix for 713. We got all the way to go. Take a break.
My
about Mr. Al Green. Al Green plays out back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. All right, news of the week, news of the week. The NBA begins to draft NHL. Got their stretch run. The Warriors are 10-2. The Brooklyn Nets are 3-14. Well, the Los Angeles Lakers put together before playoffs. There's 28 games left in the season. Lakers and Warriors currently are in last playoff place with 1 month to go in the season. Logjam in the West with 5-12. Only 5 games to break the team. This should be fun to watch. I think the Warriors are a most dangerous team. If they get Chris Paul back and stay healthy, watch out because the glove, Gary Payton, the second is back, and the glove gives the Warriors energy, stamina, play time, rest for Green and Curry, which they need at the end of the year. We turn this one page to late February, early March, and of course, hockey and basketball are in the front page. Madness, March Madness, about 2-3 weeks. Conference play will begin next week. The small conference will take their first week of the playoffs will be conference play, smaller conferences. March Madness in St. Louis for Missouri Valley. Chicago Bear legend Steve McMichael is stable. Went through blood transfusion last week and was sent home on Thursday. Parker Burr becomes the first D1 baseball player with a prosthetic leg. This is disabled sports injury. And Parker Burr becomes the first D1 baseball player to play a game in college. He gets a walk the first time to play. Brittany Griner, lady who was a resident, and Baylor retired his number, her number 42, and Baylor lose to the Texas Tech Red Raiders last Sunday night. Monday, Gio Auriemma, UConn head coach, passes Coach K on the all-time NCAA list. 5-star Vandermeer, only 2-star Vandermeer, and Gio Auriemma will keep adding numbers. This is going to be hard to get. Because Troy Vandermeer and Gino are coach at least 2 more years. And both teams are are good. I mean, they have plus 12 games plus 12 games or more plus that record. It's a strange situation in Brooklyn. And Brooklyn fired Jacques Vaughn after a very up and down season. The New Jersey Nets are the downside after the upside at the beginning. They fire Jacques Vaughn and hire Kevin Ali, who is a UConn. Name interim coach for the season end. Washington owner Mark Washington National but Mark owner that not good to tell the Washington baseball team. It took it off the market as the spring training begins. Tuesday. The upset Tuesday. The Great Blue Jays upset number one UConn Huskies 85-56 while BYU takes out Baylor Bears 78-71 and Utah State upset San Diego State Aztecs 68-63. And here's the weird one. They haven't even played the NCAA football. They haven't even played the Big 12. And the big conference is the Big 14. Talk about greedy. This is it right here. You haven't even played the 12 playoff football format, and SEC, the Big 12, the Big 10, and the Big East, what you'd add two more teams. Talk about being crazy. This is it right here. In Kansas City, Duke adults were charged with the shootings in Kansas City at the parade. And that is a very sticky situation as it might have ended the parade day after a team win. You might not see it anymore in any of his words, but it was there. When I do the parade, you might not see it again after the incident. It's remade again as 8-year-old Indian boy becomes the youngest chess grandmaster, as was Chris, to beat 37-year-old Jake Dobong in Switzerland to become the youngest chess grandmaster in the world. Wednesday, after the brawl of Tuesday, the Incarnate World College and Texas A&M, this is the ugliest one I've ever seen. They were at the congratulations line and a fight breaks out in the line. If they lead red out, a player is suspended. and both schools will be surrendered for a while. The upsets keep coming. The LSU Tigers upset the University of Kentucky Wildcats 51-49. And the Wildcats are struggling to make the NCAA tournament. Tiger Woods, son of Tiger Woods, tried to qualify for a PGA card. At 15 years old, he didn't make it, but it was a great effort. And the crowd at the gallery need to control themselves. The kid is 14 years old. He had nothing to do with Tiger Woods did. So they need to get along. And it is why people leave sports. When you have crazy people like the gallery at the Tiger Woods this week. Sad news for motocross cycling. One of the stars, J.O. Archer, was killed in a freak accident last Wednesday. Thursday, the NCAA, we already discussed that. Here's Thursday, the NCAA told the committee it might look at analyzing the AD, president, and coaches, and executives, and colleges if they break the rules. This would be an idea of laws. It's going to be all this way. Also, the NCAA players can opt into the EA Sports video game at College Football 2025. They will be getting part of the profits of the game being sold. Friday, the Miami Dolphins released Emmanuel Ogbin. That's a very strange move. I don't understand that one. John Powell. Gene Powell becomes the first Major League Baseball female umpire. This big trading as the women's liberation movement continues its work. The New Orleans Saints will do a Tom Brady for Derek Carr. Derek Carr contract for the New Orleans Saints need to be restructured, and Derek Carr will do this. This is what Tom Brady did with the New England Patriots. That's why it takes so long. This weekend, the first weekend of Major League Baseball, as the Cubs take on the Giants. It's 2-0 right now in the second and third inning. As the Cubs take on the Giants in Arizona. Take a break. Reminder, if you cannot get in, actually you can't hear me. No, I'm talking to my mind. If you cannot get in, call the internet and put your phone number in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. Okay, I'm going to call J serum. I will get to you again. Take a break. dignity, them, and many names. NDA, amen. On Monday of the week, you know, vote Medea deck, Damage University of Medea also moved to the ACC tournament, as they ambushed the Cavaliers 75-41. Top 5 teams in the men's at UConn, number one, Houston number two, Purdue number three, Arizona number four, and Tennessee number five. I will be changing this week because UConn and Arizona both lost. We might be seeing a Purdue back in number one again, and Houston number two again. We will see what was going on. On the women's side, the guy remains undefeated with 4 games left in the season before conference break. Georgia, they defeated Georgia 70-56, and then crushed Alabama 72-42. And the third guy again, guys, on our roll, Don Daly has his team picking at the right time. And I don't think anybody's going to, the only thing getting in the way, I believe it's Ohio State, Iowa, and maybe Denver, but they can't, nobody can handle it in front. Brooke Gort of South Carolina. HBCU men. Last week, Howard gets by North Carolina Central 90-82. Morgan State Bears fly by Murray to Shore 70-55. Wanted to be Coppin State and Norfolk State tells our guys to lead the heavy MEAC. Weekend games today and tomorrow. Morgan State to Howard, Norfolk State and Coppin State. Delaware State is at Long Island State, and Maryland, Eastern Shore, that North Carolina Central. In this way, Alcorn State defeated Bethune-Cookman, 69-54, Arkansas Bible with Alabama State, 80-74. Texas State defeated FAMU 77-55. Southern beat the Anders 77-71 in Prairie View. My Tigers are claiming better beat down on Texas Southern 66-63, and the Tigers are in the hunt for the MEAC title. We hope we get that. The weekend games for the swing. It's Texas Southern at Mississippi Valley. Alabama State is at FAMU. Texas State is at Alcorn State. Alabama A&M is at BCC. And the Panthers of Prairie View in Arkansas by himself. And the Battle of Louisiana rammed in that southern. Missouri Valley. Last week, the Drake Lady Bulldogs delivered by their old birthdays as they win a 21-77 victory over Belmont Bruins. Lady Lukies win a game. Yeah, they won a game. They beat Indiana State. Imagine the men who beat Indiana State. 80-70. This week, Drake hosts Northern Iowa. Belmont goes to Murray State, and the Missouri State Bears host the Lady Lukies in Carbondale. Missouri Valley men. Last week, the Lukies knocked off Indiana State, the top 25 team, with a 74-69 victory overtime. The first win in the top 25 in 3 years. This week, Belmont and Drake battle Thursday night for the number one spot, and then Drake travels to Iowa. Last game of the year. Pac-12. Last week, Stanford Rush, University of California, Berkeley, 84-49. This week, the Cardinals play the Arizona School. They already lost one. They got one tomorrow. And Stanford lost to Arizona last night. They play Arizona State tomorrow. The Bears play Wednesday Cougars, who are fighting for the last playoff spot in the league. Tight end men. The Wildcats on a winning streak, and they continued it on Friday as they beat the Cardinals. They beat Utah. All right, Arizona State, they're a 5-game winning streak. The Arizona Lady Wildcats. Oh, men. This week, Arizona plays the Washington Schools. And Washington State, they join the Arizona Schools. And that's the end of the NCAA looking.
Thank you. Please leave your message for
listening off.
Well, I tried that way and it did not work. I like that product already. I was trying to charge you for a phone call now. If you want to call in, I'm going to try it one more time. Live radio, you know. But the way it goes to live radio. Made this phone call real quick.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, dude.
Hello? What's up?
We're on the air. This is the way I gotta get you in, man.
Okay, I'm at an event right now. I'll give you a buzz probably within, like, about, say, 5-10 minutes.
You can't get in.
Oh, you can't get... Okay. All right, let me call you back, okay? What's that? I can barely... Okay, man, I'll talk to you.
All right. Well, we tried to do that, it didn't work. That's me, the media, the kids in that door. Another job for you. Thank you, Masiyama, wins best day of the tournament. This week, the Mexico Open, Mendeley, and Charlie Woods tried to qualify, didn't qualify. Next week is the Continental Classic and Bobby's Florida, LBGA is on, LBGA is done, and the WTA is in full gear with 3 championships, Rio, Dubai, and Malibu Open. Coco Golf becomes women of the year. Congratulations to Coco Golf. Last week was the Daytona 500, as it was moved to Monday. Due to weather conditions, St. Elliott was the first stage. Ryan Bailey was the second stage, and William Bryant was the Daytona 500. 3 major crashes. Monday and the race Monday night in clear weather. This week is the Atlanta Motor Speedway and IndyCar 1 month away. And Formula 1 with the testing of the cars this week of Formula 1. And then you have the news of the week. We will come back with a closing thought on the NHL and NBA. San Diego Spurs to beat the Lakers 123-118 in that beat. Moving on, game today. Game today right now in the South 25. Upset is brewing at the Columbia Lions, upsetting the Brisbane Tigers 57-55. It's a battle. It's a battle. The Columbia Lions have defeated the Brisbane Tigers. The Blue Jays come back and win over the Wildcats 29-59. Then the Longhorns defeat the UCF Knights 87-56. Game just started. The Gonzaga Bulldogs and Pepperdine and yet to score. Right. Other battles, Oklahoma Sooners defeat Oklahoma State. Cowgirls and the Bear Bears defeated the Virginia Mountaineers. This is the ladies' side here. The Bear Bears get by. Mountaineers, the Lady Tigers lose to Columbia. There you go, Lady Tigers. What are they doing with this? I got it. On the men's side, Arizona bounces back second half with the Washington Huskies 63-43. Carolina is in Virginia, taking Virginia by 10. The Red Raiders is losing the UCF. South Carolina Gamecocks are rolling over Ole Miss 61-56. And the Kentucky Wildcats are bouncing back as they take on Alabama. Tonight, San Diego, University of San Diego Toros take on St. Mary's. And the Aztec, after the upset, they go to Fresno State. Washington State will take on the Sun Devils later on today. And they take the lead in the Pac-12. We got that. Going to the NBA. Three games. Orlando at Detroit, Boston at the Garden with the New York Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets travel to Minnesota to meet the Timberwolves later on today. They're all at 5 o'clock games later on. NHL currently, the Flyers against the New York Rangers. The Flyers are losing 2-1 going into the third period. Going into the third period, A, B, C, Sports. The New York Rangers 2, the Flyers 1 in the third period. Later on today, Washington at Vancouver, Vegas at Iowa, Toronto at Colorado, Calgary at Edmonton, Battle of Alberta, Belichick wasn't all the way west to Vancouver. Nashville is at San Jose. Minnesota is at Seattle. And I was at L.A., the Battle of L.A. Detroit owns the St. Louis Blues. The Devils owns the Montreal Canadiens. And the Islanders owns the Tampa Bay Lightning. As we go into the last 2 months of the season, the Boston Bruins lead the East with 80 points. The New York Rangers are chasing them with 29. And the Florida Panthers, they're the strongest 3 teams in the East. In the West, the Vancouver Canucks have finally rebuilt their team and now lead the Western Conference with Dallas right behind them and the strong Winnipeg Jets. But this is going to be an interesting one in the West because I think Vancouver is looking to prove with all those rookies and it stayed with the bar system in Vancouver and this year paying off. The Vancouver guys lead the West Division by 4 points. That's about it because nobody else can get caught in. We're gonna get one more song and then I get out of here for today. Hope you have a good weekend. Thank you. Good night.